Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg en Mombela 28 grade, Pretoria 27.
Hey, nothing major on the roads at the moment. That's nice. North Riding, Malebongwe Drive, queuing traffic at Witkoppen Road and Sandton. Catherine Street delays between Grayston Drive and Central Sandton.
Ons begin met vandag se groot nuus. Die KwaZulu-Natal se polisiekommissaris Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi het die Madlanga Kommissie in Pretoria gewaarsku getuienis in politieke moordsake kan ernstige gevare te wag te wees. Hy het teruggekeer om sy getuienis voort te sit oor die ontbinding van die politieke moordtaakspan. Mkhwanazi sê baie getuienis word vermoor of verlaat die getuienisbeskermingsprogram.
The immediate and adverse impact of the dissolution of the task team cannot be overstated. This is amply and succinctly set out by the Director of Public Prosecution, Advocate E. Harrison, in her letter that was written to me on the 10th of June 2025.
As ons vorentoe kyk na vanmiddag, die wag om te hoor wat die rentekoers gaan gebeur. Die Reservebank maak die aankondiging om 3:00, Sanlam hoof-ekonoom Afrikamp.
Inflation expectations still remain sticky. Although inflation expectations have been drifting lower at 4.2% for both 2026 and 2027, average inflation expectations at 4.2% still remain well above the intended new target of the Reserve Bank of 3%. That new target also still needs to be formalized.
Die graderingsagentskap Moody's verwag Suid-Afrika se ekonomie sal oor die volgende 2 jaar met minder as 1,5% per jaar groei. Dis minder as die byna 5% wat vir Afrika suid van die Sahara voorspel word. Moody's sê hy verwag Amerikaanse tariewe sal slegs 'n matige uitwerking op die land hê, maar kleiner aanvraag uit belangrike marke soos China sal groter belemmerd. Die Suid-Afrikaanse Maatskaplike Sekuriteitsagentskap het die bekendstelling van die begunstigde biometriese inskrywing by al sy kantore landwyd bekendgestel. Volgens SASSA is die doel om die integriteit van die maatskaplike toelaatstelsel te verbeter, Selakile Dwaba berig.
The South African Social Security Agency briefed the Portfolio Committee on Social Development on the recently introduced beneficiary biometric enrollment. The rollout that began 2 weeks ago has enrolled 42,000 clients at 432 SASSA local offices nationally. These include new applicants, people undergoing reviews, and those coming to SASSA offices to change their personal details. SASSA CEO Themba Matlou acknowledged that the process had challenges, however, ensured that they were prepared to deal with those problems speedily. Selakile Dwaba, Jacaranda FM News.
En ons sluit af met nog nuus uit die buiteland. Koning Charles het klem gelê op die diepe verbintenis tussen die Verenigde Koninkryk en Amerika. Hy het president Donald Trump en sy vrou Melania gisterand by Windsor Kasteel met 'n feesmaal onthaal. Trump het die week die land besoek.
Our countries are working together in support of crucial diplomatic efforts, not least of which, Mr. President, is your own personal commitment to finding solutions to some of the world's most intractable conflicts in order to secure peace.
Action on September 10 and other stories is op jackarandfm.com. The volgende bulletin is in Engels om 1:00.
And now you have been brought up to date. Thank you, fabulous Chanel. Okay, so yesterday, Chanel was talking about one of the American TV series where the composer of the theme had passed away in a very, very long-running TV series called Days of Our Lives. So I did a bit of investigation here, just for you, Chanel.
Thank you.
Seeing as it's a throwback Thursday, alrighty. So let's see. Days of Our Lives debuted on American television in November of 1965, which means Days of Our Lives was 60 years old this year.
No way.
It is not the world's longest running soap. And the British people, all the British people of British UK descent will be going, yeah, well, it's Coronation Street, isn't it, mate? Okay, hold up, hold up. Coronation Street, the soap, started on ITV in the UK